Hey, Patrick here. I just came out of KrakenCon Fall 2015. It was held on the USS Hornet in the Hornet Museum. It's an aircraft carrier that was retired, I think it was 1998. And so they've got, well, it's an aircraft carrier. And I've never been to a convention in a venue such as this. I only know of one other convention. I think it's KentaiCon. It's held on a military ship. I can't remember if that was an aircraft carrier or not, but this was an incredible experience. It's unlike any other convention that I've ever been to, because, you know, they're all in colleges or hotels or convention centers, not boats. This is crazy. So it was a bit different than your average convention. For starters, this KrakenCon was only one day. They're usually 2 days, at least the last year or so. But this is only one day, and it ran from 10 a.m.-ish to 5 p.m. And so it's very condensed, very short, but it was a great experience. They had video rooms, they had their regular dealer's room and artist alley with the screenings in there, except it was in the hangar deck of the aircraft carrier. They also had, they had access to the USS Hornet Museum, so you could go through and see helicopters and planes and space capsules. They had an Apollo capsule in there, and they had the facility where the astronauts would be quarantined to make sure they didn't have moon germs. And so there's a lot of cool stuff. They were giving tours of the bridge. They had a ghost tour. Lots of stuff going on. The guest panels were up on the flight deck, and they had the costume contest up there. They did autographs there. You could walk around and see all the aircraft. They had food available on the ship, and then they had some food trucks down below. And it was really quite an experience. Now, the guests they had, Zach Kelson, who's Steven in Steven Universe, Tiffany Grant, who you may know as Asuka in Neon Genesis Evangelion, Christy, backing up, Christy Carlson Romano, who is Kim Possible.
So, I was a big fan of yours. You probably know you're like every millennial guy's middle school crush.
Oh, that's right. You tweeted me that.
I did.
You're aware.
I mean, I'm sure there's still many people have crushes on you now, but.
I used to have a joke back in the day. I'd be like, I could get a date at like under 5 feet tall any day of the week.
Right.
And Sarah Williams, who was in a bunch of anime, including Madoka Magica and Ayumi Tokita in Squid Girl, Peacock. And they were doing autographs. Let's see, what else do they have going on? I mean, the schedule is pretty abridged, but autographs, this is from industry panels. Crunchyroll did one, building a real-life mech robot from the Megabots people who are doing that giant robot that's going to fight in Japan. There's a screening room, the theater, and then they had some gaming going on, the Defensive Point A. In the map, you can see they've got the flight deck, the hangar deck, and make sure I don't forget anything here. They had food stand inside, Apollo exhibits, vendors, artists, card gaming, but they had a lot of cosplay gatherings up on the deck. And so there were people taking pictures with other ships in the background. There's active Navy vessels over there. Or San Francisco is in the background, too. You can see them right across the bay. And the costume contest is the final event that they had. And I just came back from that, and they kicked everybody off the boat after. And it was an hour and 15 minutes, and it was run very well. It was chop, chop, chop. Entries come up. They would answer some questions. The new host that they have was hilarious and funny, kept things going. I hope they bring him back.
So, it's got a bucket. What? He's got pyrotechnics. The man has bubbles, and with this kind of wind, that's dangerous. That is.
And then, the first time I've ever seen this happen, I've gone to a lot of costume contests, I've never seen this happen. Right after the last entry came up, the judges come up and start giving awards. There's no huge delay where you're waiting, oh, now you gotta wait for the judges, we gotta have some halftime show. And I understand that that takes time, but I was amazed, like, oh, well, are they just doing the craftsmanship awards and then they're gonna go delete? Nope, they just, here's all the awards. And so I don't know how they did the scoring, but it was very efficient and I loved it that we didn't have to, we didn't have to wait and like, okay, now let's see, hang out and see who wins. And so when you watch my recording of the Masquerade, which I will have posted by the time you see this, I hope, there's no cut. You'll see the last entry goes up. It was Starscream from Transformers Prime and then leaves and the judges come up. No cuts. It was amazing. And I got to find out what they did there because other cons need to do that. That was awesome. And so really, I can't praise Kraken Con enough because this was such a unique experience. And I'd tell you to come back and try it out on the aircraft carrier next time. It's not here next time. It's back in the Marriott in downtown Oakland. So if you've missed this, I'm sorry. You've missed what might be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Maybe in a few years, they could have a one-off event here and truck backing up. Have a one-off event to bring it back here because it was a lot of fun. Maybe some in-between thing. And I think everybody here enjoyed it. I wish it ran longer because I'm not done having fun. And it's only like 5:30 p.m. on Saturday. So it's 5:22. So I guess I'll go home, edit the feedback episode that you guys saw last week. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I'll be back for Kraken Con in the spring, which is going to be held. It's going to be held April 23rd and 24th. So it's in the Oakland Convention Center again. It looks like it's Aloha. It looks like it's sort of Hawaii themed or something. So that'll be fun. And yeah, I'm a big fan of Kraken Con. So I hope to see you at the next one at the Oakland Convention Center. And stay tuned next time. I don't know what we're talking about next week, but I hope it's fun. If you were at Kraken Con, I would love to hear your comments. Leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE, that's 762-233-7828, or email us at podcast@animecons.tv. And definitely check out our Masquerade video, our costume contest video from Kraken Con. You can find that in our YouTube channel or on our website. Look for extras over on the side. And you can subscribe to our extras feed and find it in that podcast feed because it's an hour and 15 minutes. We don't put it in the main feed because it's so long and so large. So we also have it on our website. You just go to extras over on animecons.tv. And so thanks for watching and I'll see you next time.